October 31st evening, good day.
Why can't I pass it up?
Guru Varangir Kipai.
I give the mission word.
Adhamlokar. Shatapa Tiki.
Oh my god.
Nirvigna Rupse. Parikrama Hamari Sampanna Hui. सब लोगों ने श्री गोपालानंद विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती के स्थापित ठाकुर का स्वादिष्ट महाप्रसाद भी आप लोगों ने पाया। आज हम राधा रमण में हम लोग गए थे, राधा रमण राधारमण जी
आपकी नहीं सुनो।
किस प्रकार से श्री गोपाल भट्ट के प्रेम से सावधान होते हुए राधारमण के रूप में आप प्रकार किए मतलब वहां पर क्यों बोले छिल
ओके She's just talking.
Look at this please.
English.
Should I ask?
If somebody has 4000 transmitter, I need it. I don't have a 4000, 2000 plus. Maharaj is going to speak now.
So, today we went to the temple of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami Pada, who worshiped both Thakurji and Sri Radha Ramanji. And we heard the narrations of the appearance of Sri Radha Ramanji. So Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami Pada was one of the very near and dear associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in the home of the father and uncle of Gopala Bhatta Goswami in Sri Rangam Kshetra for the period of 4 months during Chaturmasya, then Gopala Bhatta Goswami was a young boy at that time, and he had the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and obtained his complete mercy. And later on, his uncle, Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, came and resided in Vrindavan, and also Gopala Bhatta Goswami became one of the most intimate associates, being one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami was also a very great scholar, and he was responsible for assisting Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada in editing Hari Bhakti Vilas, which gives all of the prescriptions and important activities for Vaishnava Sadachar, and all of the activities from birth until passing from this world, all the rituals necessary for Diksha, initiation, taking of sannyas, marriages, and so forth, which the Vaishnavas must execute in Varnashram Dharma. So he wrote the book Sat Kriya Sarati Vika, And so he gave this special contribution without which the Vaishnava community would not know how to perform their activities within this world in Daivi Varnashram Dharma. So Gopalpati Goswami, he used to worship Shalagram Shilas. And these Shalagram Shilas were his life and soul. But he was feeling bereft of the opportunity to serve them as some of the other Goswamis had Thakurjis like Sri Govindaji, Gopinathji. And especially during Julan Yatra time, when there is a very beautiful swing ceremony that Gopalpati Goswami desired within his heart, that he would have a deity that he could also dress very beautifully with arms and legs, but the Shalagram Shila has no manifested arms and legs and head that you can decorate. So in his heart, this desire was there. And because Sri Krishna always fulfills the internal heart's desire of his pure devotees, how they want to serve him. So when Gopalpati Goswami placed his shalagrams, as he usually did, he kept them in a box for worship. And when he came there the following morning, then when he opened up the box, oh, there was the self-manifested deity of Sri Radha Raman Jiva. And that deity which we saw today is that very same manifestation of Krishna, who himself has appeared, not being carved by the hand of any person. It is also evident, we hear, we have not seen, but on the backside of Radha Ramanji, it appears just like Shalagram. But from the front side, he is Tribhanga Lalita form, threefold curved form, very beautiful, holding flute with beautiful lotus eyes. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu also appeared in the dream of Gopalpati Goswami and told him that I myself am no deeper than this Radharaman Jiva. Radharaman is also said to be a combination of the three predominating deities of Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Gopinath, and Madan Mohan. So the three deities of Vrindavan are representations of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. And the deity of Madan Mohan Jiva, who was the deity of Sanatana Goswami, is the deity of Sambandha. And it was described also that those original deities of Vrindavan, which came to Vrindavan with Vajranabha, the grandson of Krishna, just after the disappearance of Krishna, they were actually carved by Vishwakarma. And they were carved direct under the direction of Uttara, who was a personality who had personally seen Krishna's transcendental form. And so therefore she directed Vishwakarma when he was carving the three deities of Govinda, Gopinath, and Madan Mohan. So when he was carving them, then Uttara told, oh, this deity of Madan Mohan, his lotus feet exactly resembles that of Krishna. Then when he carved Govindaji, then she told, yes, the beautiful lotus face of this deity exactly resembles that of Krishna's beautiful lotus face. And when he was carving the deity of Radha of Gopinathji, then she remarked, yes, yes, the beautiful broad chest of Gopinath is exactly as Krishna's. So this manifestation of Sri Radha Ramanji is actually a combination of all three of these transcendental deities, and therefore the lotus face of Radha Ramanji is considered to be non-different than Govindaji. His lotus feet are non-different than Madan Mohanji, and his lotus chest is non-different than Radha Gopinathji. So Sri Gopalpati Goswami, he performed very elaborate worship and abhishek and installed and had this beautiful temple of Radharama built for the worship and ordained that worship to various pure Vaishnavas who were there at the time. And that deity worship is still extending down to this very day in the family lines of those original pujaris who took care of Radharamanji. So we're very fortunate that we had the opportunity in the Srila Gurudev's direction to see this original deity. Most of the deities, original deities, have been taken outside of Vrindavan for their protection, when the Muslims invaded here nearly 450 years ago. But this deity of Radharamanjiyu, he has never left Vrindavan. So all the residents of Vrindavan, they're always chanting Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kudasa.
He's asking Prasanna Prabhu to speak about Lokanath Goswami's glories.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Istadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Priyadvaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I am offering my respects to Astrodasa Sri Shla, Rupa Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Feet, offer my innumerable Sashtang Pranams, thereafter my Shiksha Gurudev, Kaliyuta Acharya, Trindi Swami, Shri Bhaktivedanta, Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Feet also, I offer my Shraddha Pushpanjali. Present all Trinity Sannyasis, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, I offer my appropriate respects. Today, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, today we perform Brajmandala Parikram. We reached Lokanath Das Goswami's Samadhi. We were Lokanath Das Goswami. Amongst the six Goswamis, he was the first amongst all the Goswamis who came in Vrindavan. Lokanath Das Goswami is very, very Nishkinchan Vaishnava, without any material possessions. He was such a great soul that in his life he had taken a vow that I will never make any disciples. This is wow, that he has taken, because it's a nature of Vaishnavas that they consider themselves Srinada Vishnu, more humble than the straw of grass.
So,
those who perform sadhana bhajan, the more deeper their sadhana bhajan, the more they are humble. Just like a tree, when it is loaded with fruits, automatically its branches bow down. Similarly, a jeev, the more qualities he has, it's natural that he consider himself more and more humble. Just like Radharani is saying, I have no trace of bhakti, no qualities of bhakti in me. This is a nature of bhakti, that they consider themselves to be humble. But sometimes Vaishnavas also work as acharyas. They perform tasks of the acharyas, make so many disciples. Mahaprabhu, how he wants to use whichever Vaishnavas, whatever dharma he has decided to establish through whichever Vaishnav, he arranges that through those Vaishnavas. We see that many acharyas make many disciples. This is also no less, because Matsala Bhakti Sansarasa Goswami Prabhupada and our Guru Var, in our parampara, we see that they have made disciples all over the world, like Ramanuja Acharya. Guruji said, this mantra you have not to speak to anyone. Whoever will hear this mantra, he had to go to Bhagavad Dham. Don't speak this mantra to anyone. But Ramanuja Acharya, standing on a very high pillar, and he's calling out loudly, everybody near, come here and listen this mantra. Maybe I will go in hell alone, but all of those who will hear this, they will go in Bhagavad Dham. So he chanted this mantra loudly. So Mahaprabhu what he has decided, through whom, what to do, what work he wants to do. So he was a very Nishkinchan Vaishnav, and this great soul, tomorrow we will go to Chhatravan, Umrao Gaon, Brahman Ghat we are going. In Khadirvan he used to live, and there he used to perform his sadhana and bhajan. When he was performing sadhana and bhajan there, then Thakurji himself, to accept his services, Radha Vinodji himself came in his dream and he said, "Oh Lokanath, I am in this Kishori Kunj. Take me out of this place." When Lokanath Das Goswami went to take bath in that kund, in that pond, in his hands, this Thakurji himself came, floated in his hands. In the morning, I told in the temple today that we are very fortunate that we did not go to any other sampradaya. We have come in this Gaudiya sampradaya. Why? Because in other sampradayas, somehow, maybe with great difficulty, maybe one Thakurji has made his appearance. Some sampradaya don't even have their Thakurjis, like in Vallabh sampradaya. Our Srinathji, this Srinathji, they consider their own worshipable deity, but actually it is our deity from our sampradaya, Radha Vallabh. The Gopal Bhatt Goswami is disciple. Radha Vallabhji, he manifested. But some sampradaya either don't have one Thakur, but in our Gaudiya sampradaya, so many Goswamis who are one deity, they have manifested, each and every one. And we are very fortunate that Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Gokulanand, Radha Damodar, so many deities, so many Goswamis, they have one worshipable deity and they have manifested their deity. They have, and this Harikatha also about them is innumerable. So when Radha Vinodji came in his hands, then Vinodji is himself speaking with directly. Why? Because Lokanath Das Goswami, who is he? He is Manjulali Sakhi. In Krishna's pastime, he is Manjulali Sakhi. As if Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has brought the entire Golok Vrindavan, the Nikunj, along with his associates, all the Golok Vrindavan, Nikunj, as directly he has brought to this place. Now Mahaprabhu's, all his associates, they are the eternal, perfected souls. All their lives is astonishing, their pastimes. Now Thakurji made his appearance. He is speaking with him. He is saying, "Oh Lokanath, for many days I am hungry. Please feed me something." Lokanath Goswami says, whatever he had, he made, cooked, and he is offering to Thakurji. "Lokanath, without chutney, how is it possible for me to eat? At least some chutney you should give me." Then he, using tamarind, soft tamarind leaves, he put some salt in that and he made this as chutney. "I want to rest now." Then he collected some flowers. With those petals of those flowers, he made a soft bed as mattress. He said, "I am feeling very hot. Can you fan me?" Then he brought some leaves, some big palm leaves, and then he fanned him. "I am very tired. Can you little massage me?" Then again, he massaged him. Then he rested very peacefully. Like this, he is speaking directly. Thakurji, all our Goswamis are like this, so exalted. They are not ordinary people, because they are Nikunjas, associates of Radhaji, Sakhis of Radhaji. Shila, now, when he has come to perform bhajan, he is wanting that you should understand with whom to adopt as guru. He is searching that who is there such Nishkinchan Bhajan Parayan, saintly person, whose shelter if I take, I will be able to perform my bhajan properly. Then he realized that in Khandirvan, there is one. Then he reached this place and he said, "Gurudev, please be merciful on me and accept me as your disciple." But he has taken this vow that I will never accept anybody as disciple. He said, "I will never accept any disciple. This is my vow." But in his heart, he has accepted him as his guru in his heart. That is why when he has accepted him as the guru, what it means. Now he is his guru, because gurus and disciples relationship is eternal. It is not a matter of, it is not some ordinary matter or something temporary relation. Now he doesn't want to give him initiation. He is wondering now, what should I do? How can I satisfy my Gurudev? But to satisfy him, what service should I perform? Now he is wondering, he is thinking that only by some service may he become satisfied. But he doesn't accept any services. Somehow he is performing Madhukari, he doesn't require any service. So what should I do? He is wondering. And then in the end he decided that when he is going to relieve himself, that time this is the only service, this is the only moment when I can perform some service. So then that place where he used to relieve himself, he every day he is keeping it clean, and he used to then Lokanath Das Goswami is saying that certainly maybe I am committing an offense towards somebody. One day he is hiding himself and he is seeing that Narottam who wants to become my disciple a few days back, that Narottam himself is coming and cleaning this place, and he immediately caught him. Why? Why do you make me an offender towards you? Why? Because whose service I am accepting, I have to give something in return also. Now he is the young, this is the most menial service. You have made me an offender. Oh Gurudev, once that I have accepted your lotus feet in my heart as Guru, how can I satisfy you? I was wondering all this, only this is the service by which I could satisfy you. Then he was bound to give him the initiation mantras. Then he became his disciple. I was telling in that place that Gurudev's relationship with disciple is not for one lifetime. It is life after life. Not that we will take shelter of Gurudev as if we have taken shelter. Prabhupada used to say for his disciples, whoever has come to me, taken my shelter once, who is trying to follow my instructions, really, the lifetimes that takes for him to become liberated, I will come again and again. Till I do not take him to the eternal abode, I will keep coming to this world. Such a word also Gurudev is giving. It's not that Gurudev is giving just one mantra in your ears. No, he is taking the full responsibility of his life on himself. Not that life after life Gurudev comes and he gives mercy to us. That's why relationship with Gurudev is eternal. I was also telling in that place that we see some devotees, they come to Gurudev, taking initiation, taking the mantras, they, after some days, no kanti, no tilak, and they are with Babaji. They go, somebody tells him that, oh, in Gaudiya Math, that he is eating the remnants of Prabhupada, they are not giving any rag, they do not know any rag bhakti, they do not know any siddha swarup. All some nonsense they will tell you. And now these people have become detached from this and they have become attracted to all those. They have become kachori manjari, laddu manjari, and such names they get. And after some days, you will see that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they come, their hair tea is also not allowed, but Babaji is without chai, even cigarette, tobacco also they are chewing. Sometimes they have relationship with some females also. After some days when he sees this, what is this? After some days he may start, because this is not his eternal swarup, this is the whatever he has been given. He is the servant of his senses. Now, totally in anarth stage of anarthas, he has given this siddha swarup form. Now, after 2 days, when he says that the effect of all these instructions is useless, nothing, then he goes to another Babaji. Oh, I could not get any benefit. Come to me, another Babaji is saying, I will give you all siddha mantras. And now, taking some money from him, again he is giving some another manjari name, some another aid, another service, everything is given now, different instruction. Now seeing all this, what is this happening? If one time I had got the Siddha Mantra, I have been given my eternal constitutional position, name, age, service, and how come it is so, everything is different now? What is this? So like this, they leave everything and then they leave Kanthi Mala, alcohol, meat, and again enter the Maya. So that's why this relationship with Gurudev, with the one of eyed Guru, it is slowly he brings him to a stage to where he can reach the eternal abode, to the lotus feet of the Lord. It is said that not one life, this relationship is not for one life, this relationship is for Jan Janmantar, life after life. That is why if really you take the shelter of Gurudev, he is not an ordinary person, till he does not take us to the eternal abode, to the lotus feet of the Lord, he will come again and again, he will help us. Like we are hearing about Gopkumar, Bhagwan also comes as Guru. Sometimes Gurudev is giving instructions in so many different ways because he wants to take him to the lotus feet of the Lord. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in his life we can see that he is chanting Harinam. We see some farmer came who was very thirsty. He was chanting Harinam. That time he fed him some water to quench his thirst. But Gurudev in the front, he did not say anything. In front of this person, he did not say anything. But when he left, he said, Narottam, you have come here to perform bhajan. When you are chanting Harinam, it's not that you are speaking this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When we are chanting the names, these names, we are serving these Lord, we are serving the divine couple. That is why our Maharaj, he has Naam Mahima, this Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whatever they have told the name, meanings of the names, the holy names, that how name the, if you chant the names properly, you can have complete entrance into the pastimes of the Lord. The names that you are chanting, sometimes he is crying, sometimes he is laughing. Why? Because he can have entrance into the pastimes along with Naam, Roop, Gur, Leela, pastimes, everything. He is completely absorbed in service of the Lord. Now, is it very important to give water to a farmer leaving the service of Radha and Krishna's divine couple's lotus feet? Looks like you are still interested in karma. Your interest is not, seems to be so deep in bhajan. Now go and give feed, quench the thirst of the thirsty. He is also a Lavang Manjari, an associate of Radhika. Now this Gurudev, what does it mean that he has said that? Has he rejected him? No, he is not rejected. Rather, Gurudev in indirect way, he is saying, yes, now you are performing bhajan, now you have become perfect, now you must go outside. Now people are thirsty. What they are thirsty about? They are thirsty about Krishna's prem. Go and feed this. Feed this flood. Flood this place, all this world, so that all people can drown in this Krishna prem. Now then we understand that Srinivas, Shyamananda and Narottam Das Thakur, they went in three different directions, and he went, Narottam Das Thakur went in Manipur's direction, towards East India, Far East India, and the way he has preached, nobody has preached in such manner. Somebody goes to preaching in some countries, some people become attracted in that country. Not that the entire country will become the disciples, but first of all he went there and made the king as a disciple, devotee, and then all the Manipur state, not one person remained in that state who did not become the devotee, disciple, who is not having tilak on his forehead and not decorating his throat with a kanthi. How many years back he had come till that date, this effect of his preaching can be seen today also. You will go and see in each and every home the deities of Radha, Krishna, and whenever they come, the girls, when they come, they wear red upper cloth and white lower cloth. And each So like this, he has preached very much Mahaprabhu's. He has preached Mahaprabhu's words all over. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying, he is Prem Avatar of Mahaprabhu, the love incarnation of love of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has gone to Padmavati river and left his Prem there. Narottam Das Thakur will come later. You give this Prem to him whenever he will come here. Padmavati river is asking, how will I understand? Then Narottam Das Thakur, as soon as he will enter, by the touch of his body, you will understand. You will become ecstatic. And then you will understand, this is Narottam. When he came, Mahaprabhu, that Prem, whatever he had kept in this river, Padmavati, this was transferred to Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur is Mahaprabhu's incarnation of love. This is Prem Bhakti Chandrika. We were hearing that how Prabhupada was asking, if somebody wants Krishna Prem, in one anna or six paisa one can get Krishna Prem. Why? Because the price of that book that day was, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, was 6 paisa. You can buy this book and through his heart, you should read this carefully. So eagerness, so deep emotions, prayers, the eagerness to achieve Krishna Prem. These are showing such beautiful prayers. So this beautiful book, he has contributed so much to Gaudiya Vaishnava. May he be merciful on us. Maybe a drop of that mercy which he has given to this world, if I am able to accept in my heart, by the mercy of my Gurudev, my life will become successful. One chakal pakal.
So today I went to the Samadhi of Sri Lokanath Goswami. So he was completely Nishkinshan Vaishnava. He had no material possessions. His only possession was the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Govindadev. So he was performing bhajan there in Kaliyadavan. So one day he went to take bath in one kund, Kishori Kund. And as he took bath, he came out with a wonderful deity of Sri Radha Vinod. That Radha Vinod deity is there. So that deity is so much Tri Bangalalit, it looks like he's going to fall over. Very astonishing deity. So the deity was directly speaking with Sri Lokanath Goswami. Oh Baba, I'm very hungry. I need some chutney. Then he would make some chutney from the leaves of the Imli tree. Oh, I'm very tired. I want to take rest. Devalokanath Goswami would pick some flowers and make one bed for him. Oh, it's very hot. Devalokanath Goswami would pick some branch and fan Radha Vinod. Then you could imagine what platform he's on when the deity directly speaks with him. Guru Maharaj says the deity never speaks with us because if he told us to do something which was against our sense gratification, then we would not do it. So he had taken a vow. Guru Maharaj says, for example, imagine if the deity woke us up at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm very hungry, I want some sweet rice. Then it's very cold, then we would probably think some bad dream has come. Therefore the deity does not speak with us. But Lokanath Goswami was not like that. So, it said he had taken a vow not to take any disciple. But Sri Narottam Das Thakur, when he came to Vrindavan, and he saw the most exalted qualities in the heart of Sri Lokanath Goswami, then Sri Narottam Das Thakur also took a vow, if I accept the Guru, it will only be him. But when he approached the feet of Sri Lokanath Goswami and asked for the chitin, then Sri Lokanath Goswami declined. So then Narottam Das Thakur was thinking, unless I serve the Vaishnava, I cannot collect his mercy. But how you serve a Nishkinshan Vaishnava who does not want to be served, then you have to be very intelligent. So Krishna in the Gita, he says, Tesham satana yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhiyogantam yenamam upriyantite. If someone wants to approach me, I give him the intelligence how to approach me. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur thought, one serve I can do. In the early morning when Sri Lokanath Goswami goes to perform his deha kriya, meaning his bodily functions, going to the bathroom, that service I can do. Therefore, after Lokanath Goswami would pass, stool and urine, then Sri Narottam Das Thakur, despite being the son of a king, he would personally perform that seva. for 1 year, if I'm not mistaken. Then Loganath Goswami was thinking, who is performing this service? Who is cleaning my this very low class service? Who is doing? Then I become like an offender, accepting service like this. Therefore, he called Narottam Thakur. What are you doing? I told you I would not make disciples. You should take initiation from Sri Jiva Goswami. That time Sri Narottam Das Thakur said, if a girl has chosen another man as her husband, then will she be happy if the father chooses someone else? So he defeated Loganath Goswami and very happily he took bath and took mantra. Because that person who has taken the feet of Sivasananda really nicely saying, that relational guru is a heartfelt relationship. As soon as he met his guru, Sri Loganath Goswami, he took a sankalpa. I will accept him as spiritual master and no one else. But these days, it's a matter of great misfortune. Even though people come to the feet of bona fide guru, because they have not surrendered their hearts, nor they accepted the guru, nor are they performing any service to him, what happens? They think, oh, very nice, I can go to Radhakund, take Siddha Pranali, give 5 rupees, and in a fortnight I'll become a Manjari. Never, because they make... Guru Maharaj says they become a gopi, not a gopi. Therefore they leave the feet of Sadguru and go there to take Siddha Pranali. So Srila Chupika Maharaj says, Siddha. Siddha means completely cooked potato. There was someone who is not completely cooked, he is not completely mature, then how he can take Siddha Pranali, then he is a half-cooked potato, only imitating. Therefore they leave the feet of Guru, they go to the Babaji's, don't want to mention any names. They go there and they take Siddha Pranali. He tells them everything, your name is this, your dress is this, your age is this. And after chanting that mantra, because that mantra has not come from a perfected soul, therefore the mantra chanting, but nothing. After some time, then the disciple sees Gurudev also smoking bidis and doing things, and his faith becomes shattered. Then he goes to another Babaji. The Babaji said, ah, that guy is completely useless. Come to me, I'm the real Mahapurush. And he gives him another Manjari Sarup. First he was Rasgula Manjari, now he's become Burfi Manjari. How I can have 2 Sarups in Goloka Vrindavan? Then his mind becomes even more confused. Then finally thinks this Harinam Bhajan is completely useless. Begins drinking meat, smoking cigarette. Again he goes back worse than the condition that he came. So see, Narottam Das Thakur was not that type of disciple, and Sri Lokanath Goswami was not that type of guru. So after Diksha, one time Sri Lokanath Goswami saw he was chanting Harinam and Narottam Das Thakur was chanting Harinam near him. So one farmer who was thirsty, he approached Lokanath Goswami for a drink of water. But Loganath Goswami didn't even hear his words, didn't even know he was there, so much he was absorbed in Harinam. Sometimes if we were lucky, we can see a Vaishnava chanting like that. So then he went to Lord Narottam Das Thakur. I'm very thirsty. Therefore Narottam Das put down his mala, gave a lot of water to the farmer who drank. Then Loganath Goswami was watching. Then he said, Narottam Das Thakur, you are not fit for my Sangha, you are not fit for Brajavas. You should get out of here. Because the chanting of chanting of Maha Mantra is the highest service to Krishna. And you left the service of Krishna to give water to a farmer? Okay, get out from here. Go and give water to the thirsty people. And Rasananda Prabhu's commentary, he was saying that really, people are thirsty for what? People are thirsty for Krishna Prema and Harikatha. Therefore you should go out and give Harikatha to the starving masses. Go Premanandi.
Our Loknath Goswami to Narottam Thakur, he turned him out from his ashram. Why? You are yet qualified to perform bhajan. When you are chanting name, you must understand you are serving Radha, you are associating with Radha and Krishna themselves. They are Radha and Krishna themselves. And while chanting names,
take some joke.
you should understand
that
this is Radha and Krishna themselves
directly.
Those very names themselves will make you enter into, they will enter your hearts along with their associates and all those pastimes.
When
a farmer came, please feed me water, you fed him. You have not realized the swarup of name. Stay in household life. Go and stay in home. You from there you perform humanitarian activities not fit to stay in my ashram. He turned him out. Meaning what? Perform chanting. And you should understand that Hare Krishna, and you should understand to be Radha and Krishna. Become concentrated in chanting, I am serving them. If you do not understand this, your mind will become disturbed and it will not be able to chant properly. That's why he turned him out. Yes, he did turn him out, but Narottam Thakur, when he established some deities in his Purvashram, and there he started preaching.
Rene
Hati when he used to sing
Kirtan, and Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu
with their associates, they used to come and sing and dance with, along with him. So beautiful was his voice. Like this, at the last moments of his life, he was troubled by paralysis.
People said
he was giving diksha to Brahmans. That is why he is suffering in this condition. His disciples said, "Oh Prabhu, you are performing such pastimes. Our Vaishnava dharma will become, it will earn a bad name. Please become healthy." Second day he got up and went in the Ganges to take bath in the river.
Are,
yesterday he was completely helpless, a handicap. Then they realized their mistake. Those very people came and took Harinam and Diksha from him then. So like this, his life is very glorious. In brief, Rasanand Prabhu spoke some. Some people came for him debate about Shastra. Brahman is guru for all. There is Vaishnavas don't have any proper caste, so that's why Brahmins are superior. All the Bangladesh very big scholars, smart, they came there. When they came to this village, where, what was that the name of this village?
Kheturi
village.
In
the bazaar,
market,
he went to a shop to buy some vegetables. To take some vegetables. He started speaking in Sanskrit with him. What do you want? In Sanskrit, he's asking. In Shastra, there only he was defeated. Somebody came to buy wood for kitchen. That person is also speaking in Sanskrit. He defeated this person who had come for debating. When they assembled in one place, those people in this village selling rice, wood, they are speaking in Sanskrit and they are so big scholars in this village. And they are Vaishnavas. All these shopkeepers in this Narottam, what kind of scholar would he be? He left, did not even come to dare to speak with or debate with Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in that parampara came. In Narottam Das Thakur's parampara, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also came. Very, very intelligent in childhood. In the beginning when he was studying Sanskrit, he wrote three books, Bindu, Kiran, Kana. Only through this a Vaishnava is known as Vaishnava. Those people who Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu, Ujjwal Nilmani, Kiran and Bhagavatamrit Kana. These books who do not read must understand he is not a Vaishnava.
संसार शब्दों में
In very simple,
पुस्तकों में छोटी-छोटी में
very simple three books, very simple language, easy to understand, easy Sanskrit. Everybody can read. He has written. I have written for such people. He says.
उसमें सारे गोस्वामी के विचारों को भर दिया.
All the thoughts of all the philosophies of Goswamis, he has put there. You will also read them. When he came to Vrindavan,
तो उनको गुरुजी ने कहा.
His Guruji said.
भाई ऐसे नहीं जाओ अपनी स्त्री से
गो एंड टेक परमिशन फ्रॉम योर वाइफ कम टू मी
गए घर
ही वेंट
अपनी स्त्री के पास में गए
टू हिज वाइफ
सारी रात उनको कृष्ण कथा
ऑल नाइट ही टोल्ड हरि कथा टू हिज वाइफ
जब सवेरा हो गया
इन द मॉर्निंग
तो स्त्री से बोले
ही सेड टू हिज वाइफ
अब मुझे आदेश दो मैं वृंदावन जाऊं
प्लीज गिव मी permission, I must go to Vrindavan. Through his Harikatha, she was so impressed. Her heart changed. Yes, be merciful. You go, your going will bring benefit to me also. Then he came.
You
also know that how he has protected our Sampradaya. Earlier, his title had been given Maha Upadhyay. Vrindavan, Gopis were not Krishna's Parthya, but they were married to Krishna. He told such things. Radhaji was also married. Some slokas of Bhagavad, he told in such way so that they will be able to understand in a different manner. In Gopala Champu also he has written in similar manner.
So like this,
when it began to little get lost in all these philosophies in Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, this was his first task that he performed, that in all his scriptures that he wrote, in Ujjwalini's commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam's commentary, and Krishna Bhavanamrita, in those scriptures,
he had
established Parkiya Bhava again. Some Vaishnavas became very unsatisfied with him in those days and wanted to kill him even. One day they were hiding behind some bush. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, every day he is performing parikram of Vrindavan in the morning early. In those days it was all forest, this Vrindavan. Somewhere it was along the path, more dense forest. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, when he will come here, that time we will kill him. Some four or five people.
They
were, he is establishing Parakya Bhav and he is kicking out Sakya Bhav. So they had come there to kill him and they were hiding themselves.
Now,
hiding like this, they saw that Srila Vishwanatha Thakur is approaching from a distance. Now they are ready. Within a few seconds, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur is not there.
A very beautiful
young Kishori Gopi is there. She is coming. When she is gone, she's crossed. Who is she? Just now Vishwanatha Thakur was coming, we saw her and now we see her. What is this? Then they begin to call, Lali Lali, oh daughter, oh child. She just turned, smiled and disappeared. And as Vishwanatha Thakur, again she manifested. Oh, so glorious. Vishwanatha Thakur. It means he is a gopi actually. Immediately they fell down at his feet and begged forgiveness. Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu was sent by him to Jaipur, where Sri Sampradaya's other acharyas. There was some debate. They removed Radhaji's deity from the palace. That Gaudiya is no Sampradaya. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he invited that I have taken a vow that I am very old, I will cannot go out of Vrindavan, but my disciple, this Balidev, he will go. He went.
And there,
this assembly,
he
defeated all the arguments of all the acharyas who were present there of other sampradayas and established Radhaji as the supreme. Your, what you say seems to be correct, but still in your sampradaya there is no Brahma Sutra Bhashya, commentary on Brahma Sutra. We do not still consider you as a sampradaya.
He said,
Srimad Bhagavata we consider as the commentary. That is why we have not written any separate Brahma Sutra's commentary. Srimad Bhagavatam itself is considered to be its commentary definition. Anyway, anyhow, we do not agree to this. I want one day, 7 days. Time I need. In 7 days, he went to Radha Govind Dev Ji, meditated on him, and Govind Dev Ji appeared to him. He said, whatever I am saying, you will keep on writing. Then Govind Dev Ji, whatever he said, he wrote the commentary on Brahma Sutra in very, very quickly. In one night, he finished.
And
then he gave this to those people. When they saw, they were astonished. Within a night, so beautiful commentary.
So
they accepted the sampradaya. Second day, they told to the king, they brought the Radha deity back again. Beside Govindev Ji in Jaipur. So like this, the worship began to be performed. He was very thin and small by looks, but very big scholar. Not only Govind Bhashya, but on Bhashya Pithak, he wrote one book. Whoever will read Bhashya Pithak, then he will understand Brahma Sutra. He has said, and Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Ji, he had written commentary on Gita, very rasic. Language and views. Mahadev Budhishan Prabhu wrote Tattva Kar. He wrote commentary on that.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Ji,
so many books he has written, no end to this. I have translated everything in Hindi. Krishna Bhavanamrit I have not been able to touch yet only. Rather, I rest all the, you must read all these books.
Then Srila
I am most impressed by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur from Srila Vishnu Chakravarti. Whatever I am speaking, I am speaking impressed by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's scriptures and books. My own is based on his commentary. And all over the world I am preaching using his words. So that Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Samadhi Peet also you visited in Radha Gopalanand. There is this and in that this deity also was established by him.
Mahaprabhu
also gave to Raghunath Das Goswami what he had given us lower than Shila. Very small Shila, but Shila is still there.
Gunja Mala,
which is considered to be Radhaji, she is also there. So all of you have visited those places, had darshan, you have heard those views. May your life be also fortunate, and Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's views also you must accept in your life and may proceed further in spiritual life. Translation.
So Srila Gurudev told us that Loknath Goswami, one time when Parvati came and Narottam Das Thakur was chanting the holy name of Krishna, that time Narottam Das Thakur offered that Parvati some water. And that time Loknath Goswami told his disciples that you are not qualified to do bhajan. Why? Because the holy name of Krishna is not different from him. The Nama Rupa Charitara Sukirta Nama Srutya Pramaya Rasana Manasi Vinyanja Ishtha Vrajita Raghunag Jaram Shrami Kalam Shayat Akhirami Ki Uvadesha Saram. So, one should maintenance Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Because the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are not different from him. So therefore, one should be very importantly attentive while chanting the holy name of Krishna. So, Raghunath Goswami told him that you should go to your home. You should go to your home because you don't have full faith in the holy name of Krishna. So, when we are chanting the holy name of Krishna, we should understand that Hare Krishna. Hare is Radha and Krishna is Krishna. So, Radha Krishna. We are serving Radha Krishna together when we are chanting the holy name of Krishna. So then Narottamdas Thakur, he did the Vigraha Prachar. He established the deities in Bengal, Manipur and other areas. And he wrote very powerful kirtans like Prem Bhakti Chandrika and others. When he would perform kirtan, Radha Krishna themselves along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all their associates would manifest during his kirtan. And they would participate in the kirtan. But though the body of Narottamdas Thakur was fully transcendental, he manifested the pastime of being paralyzed at the end of his life. So seeing that he was paralyzed, some people began to criticize him because Narottamdas Thakur was not from a Brahmin family. However, he had many Brahmin disciples. So therefore people told him that because he initiated Brahmins, Krishna has punished him and therefore he has been paralyzed. So his disciples began to lament. They said, alas, our guru has been severely criticized like this. So they complained to Narottamdas Thakur, and then Narottamdas Thakur exhibited another pastime. He immediately got up and went to the Ganges River to bathe. So then all the people who were criticizing Narottamdas Thakur, their mouths were shut tight. So actually, one time some Brahmanas, they came, they wanted to debate with Srila Narottamdas Thakur. They wanted to tell that Brahmins are superior than Vaishnavas. And so they have this pride of Dharma. But as Mahaprabhu has said, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nasi Shutra Kehanan, Jai Krishna Tathra Sai Guruvar. No one is Brahman. Mahaprabhu has also told, Naam Vipra Nachatrapati Naam Vaishnava Shutra. Nova Vardi Nachatrapati Vanasthoya Diva. So, Gurudev has, so when these people who were from Brahmin family, they came there to debate. So what happened that some disciples of Narottamdas Thakur, they took the dresses of different shopkeepers. So when they came to the shop, actually, when these Brahmanas came to the shop, these disciples of Narottamdas Thakur, who were in disguise, replied to their questions in Sanskrit language. And they defeated all these so-called Brahmanas. So when they went to the market, wood market, they saw that even the woodcutters and the people selling wood, they were also speaking in Sanskrit language. Seeing this, these Brahmanas were wonderstruck. And they thought that if the people who live in the village of Narottamdas Thakur are so learned, so scholarly, who can speak in Sanskrit and know all the scriptures, and all the scriptures cover to cover, what will be the condition of Narottamdas Thakur? He must be a very exalted scholar. So they all ran away before even seeing the face of Sri Narottamdas Thakur. So Sri Narottamdas Thakur had a very excellent disciple. His name was, in his line was Sri Vishwanath Chakri Thakur, who was the Shiksha disciple of Sri Narottamdas Thakur. He was very scholarly and very expert in Sanskrit. So he has written 3 books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjwala Nilamani Kiran and Bhagavatamrita Kana. It has been said that these 3 books represent Vaishnavism. If anyone has studied these 3 books, it means he has understood the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami. And if one has not studied these 3 books, then he has not understood what Vaishnavism is. So Srila Gurudev has translated these books into the Hindi language, and from Hindi they have been translated to English and other languages. So we should take advantage of these books. So
in very simple, straightforward, and with clear language, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur has expressed the thoughts of Srila Rupa Goswami in his books, and they are very easy to understand. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he went to Vrindavan to perform bhajan, but his guru told him that you cannot perform bhajan in Vrindavan, first go and seek permission of your wife before you come to Vrindavan. So he went, returned to Bengal, and he went to his wife, and one entire night he told us very sweet Krishna Katha. Hearing the sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna from the lips of Vishwanatha Thakur, by the morning time his wife was fully convinced that she should let her husband go to Vrindavan. And his wife told that you can go to Vrindavan, and I think you should also pray that something auspicious will happen by the mercy of Krishna in my life. So he protected Vishwanatha Thakur. He's actually not in front of Prabhu Goswami. So he has actually, he's called Mahamahopadhyaya. And he protected the original stream of Vichardhara, the original stream of thoughts in our line. So Rupa Goswami has, in his books, has established Parakya Bhav between Radha and Krishna. And but Sri Jiva Goswami, he was a disciple of Sri Rupa Goswami, he wanted to protect this Parakya Bhav from the people who are not qualified. And to save people from committing offense at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna, for the unqualified people, he gave some meanings of some verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the meanings which were actually suitable, that would represent the Swakya mood of Sri Radha Krishna. So, but he actually, also in Gopal Champu, and also on his commentary in Ujjvala Nilamani, Srila Jiva Goswami has some places expressed the Swakya Bhav, so that the people who are not qualified, or the disciples who are not qualified, would understand that Radha Krishna's pastimes were Swakya. However, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur very clearly in his commentaries and all his books, such as Shri Krishna Bhavanamrut and other books, express that the love between Shri Radha Krishna is extramarital, that is actually Parakya mood. So one time, some people in Vrindavan were very much angered to hear that Sri Vishwanatha Thakur has expressed that love between Radha Krishna is Parakya. So therefore they wanted to get rid of it. Every day Sri Vishwanatha Thakur would do the Panchakrosi Parikrama of Vrindavan Dham. And one time he was passing on the Parikrama march, and there was some dense forest there, and five or six people were hidden there, and they wanted to kill Vishwanatha Thakur. So as soon as they saw that this elderly Vaishnava is coming, they appeared in front of him, but immediately vanished from there, and they saw a small girl there, very small, like 10 or 12 years old, teenage girl they saw there. So they asked that girl, "Lali Lali, have you seen that elderly Vaishnava was passing from here?" And she said, "No, I have come here by the order of my Swamini from Javad. My Swamini is in Javad, I come here to pluck flowers." And after that, she disappeared and Vishwanatha Thakur was there. They immediately realized that this is a Mahatma who is actually living in the Gopi there. So they immediately fell down at his feet and asked for his forgiveness. Another greatest contribution of Sri Vishwanatha Thakur, apart from his books, was his disciple, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan. So Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan was the greatest scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And he was sent to Gartagati in Jaipur to protect our Sampradaya. In Gartagati, actually some Ramana Sampradaya scholars had convinced the king that Srimati Radhika was not married to Krishna. Nowhere in the scripture it has been written that Radhika was married to Krishna. So therefore it is proper to take away the deity of Srimati Radhika from the left hand side of Sri Krishna. So Sri Vishwanatha Thakur was exhibiting the pastime of becoming old. So therefore he sent his disciple and commander-in-chief of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, to Gartagati. Baladev Vidyabhushan was very thin in his appearance. However, he was very strong in his learning. So there, he cut all arguments of Ramana Sampradaya scholars. And he established that Sri Radhika is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna and she must be on the left-hand side of Krishna. So later on, this Ramana Sampradaya devotees were told that in your Sampradaya, there is no commentary on Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. So then, Baladev Vidyabhushan replied that according to the authority of Garuda Puran, that the commentary is the spotless commentary on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam itself. And in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we accept Bhagavat as the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. However, they were not satisfied. So then he cleared to Lord Govinda. He said, please give me the time of 7 days. So they gave him the time of 7 days. And he went in front of the deity of Govinda and requested Govinda to manifest his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And in one night, Govinda dictated and Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu wrote down very beautiful commentary on Vedanta Sutra called Govinda Bhashya. And then all these Ramana Sampradaya scholars, they understood that Baldev Vidya Bhushan Prabhu is very empowered. And they accepted their defeat and Srimati Radhika was established on the left hand side. He wrote a book called Bhashya Pitak. This Bhashya Pitak book, if someone will study, then you will understand Brahma Sutra very nice. So Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur has written a commentary on Bhagavad Gita called Saratana Srimtika. And that is very excellent Rasavichar. And we are proud that our Gurudev, our Srila Gurudev, has written, has translated this commentary into the Hindi language. And it has also been translated in English language. See, Bhante Vidya Bhushan wrote the commentary on Bhagavad Gita, which is based on Tattva Vichar. So Srila Gurudev is ordering us that we should study the books of Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur. Srila Gurudev has said that he has translated many books of, almost all the books of Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur, except for Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita Kavya, for which we are not qualified yet. So we went to the Radha Gokulananda temple. There is the Samadhi Peak of Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur. And also there is a Govardhan Shila, which was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami, Govardhan Shila and Gunja Mala. That Govardhan Shila is also present there in Radha Gokulananda temple.
Until now we have been hearing the glories of Sadhu Sangha. A fraction of a second Sadhu Sangha can change our life. Will change our life. And is able to give Prema Bhakti in Radha Krishna's lotus feet. Without without decorating yourself with the dust of the lotus feet of the sadhu and Vaishnavas, never Bhagwan's kripa you can get. This we Srila Sanatan Goswami's Srimad Bhagavat and other shloks we quoted. Brihat Bhagavatamrit is in two parts. This Maharaj Parikshit, very near to the death, he is telling this to his mother Uttara. When all these is finished, then he
Srimad Bhagavat ke chune hue gop aur gopiyon se sambandhit
Krishna shloks of Srimad Bhagavatam about gop and gopis, rasatmak bhavs, moods, all those shlokas that there are, he began to chant them and began to define them. Jaimini Rishi, he is telling this to Parikshit's son Janmajaya. He said, your father has said to his mother at the last moments of his life, Srimad Bhagavat's
Karam,
supremely rasatmak shloks, what he made him hear, made her hear. I also want to hear, he's saying.
Jaiminiji is saying,
those very shloks, I am wandering all over the world, chanting those very shlokas, and I forget all the distresses. I am telling you this truthfully. Saying this much, those very shloks
which
are known as rasayan, the very chosen shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam concerning gop and gopis, they have been quoted there. First,
सबसे पहले
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
वे ब्रह्म संहिता के
दिस ब्रह्म संहिता
दो तीन श्लोक
टू थ्री श्लोक्स ही इज कोटिंग
मैया को कह रहे हैं
सेइंग टू मैया
और मैं आप लोगों को कहता हूं
आई एम टेलिंग टू यू
गोलोक में हम लोग आप लोगों को ले चलना चाहते हैं
आई वांट टू टेक ऑल ऑफ यू टू गोलोक
सब लोगों
एवरीबॉडी इज प्रेजेंट हियर
तो जहां पर जाएंगे तो उसकी रूपरेखा तो चलेगी
सो इफ यू वांट टू गो टू दैट प्लेस यू मस्ट गो यू मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज देयर व्हाट इज द एटमॉस्फेयर देयर व्हाट काइंड ऑफ प्लेस दैट इज
इसलिए
दैट इज व्हाई
परीक्षित
इज आल्सो टेलिंग टू हिज मदर डिस्क्राइबिंग गोलोक
कि गोलोक कैसा है
व्हाट इज इट लाइक
कृष्ण अपने पटकरों के साथ में
कैसी लीलाएं करते हैं? वहाँ पर
जाकर के तुम क्या करोगे?
What you will do when you reach that place? What kind of service you will perform?
तो मैं भी उसी का वर्णन आप लोगों से कर
रहा हूँ। यहाँ
पर हमारा गंतव्य स्थान है।
Where is our aim and goal?
वो कैसा है?
What kind of place that is?
कृष्ण कैसी-कैसी दिव्य लीलाएं अपने पटकरों के साथ में?
Past times Krishna is performing along with his associates.
उनके वो परिकर कैसे हैं?
What kind of associates he has?
उनको पहले
first of all
ब्रह्म
संहिता
आपको पहले बतला रहा हूँ जो कि परीक्षित महाराज
what परीक्षित महाराज has told to his mother
आनंद चिन्मय रस प्रतिभागिता भी ताभिर्य एव निज रूप तया कदा भी गोलोक एव निवस तपिलात्म भूतो गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमां भजामि गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमां भजामि
आनंद
चिन्मय रस क्या है
व्हाट इज आनंद चिन्मय रस
उन्नत
उज्ज्वल पारकीय रस इज आनंद चिन्मय रस
उसके द्वारा प्रतिभा
थ्रू दिस
उस
एफेक्टेड बाय दिस
उन्नत उज्ज्वल भाव
दैट मूड दिस उन्नत उज्ज्वल भाव
जो विभोर रहती है
हु इज कंप्लीटली एब्जॉर्ब
जो कृष्ण के रूप के समान है
हु इज सिमिलर इन फॉर्म टू कृष्ण
कृष्ण जैसे हैं
द वे कृष्ण इज
उनकी काय व्यूहानी गोपियां क्या है राधिका की काय
What are the gopis? They are expansions
of the view of
Radhika. And what is Radhika?
Krishna hi hai.
Krishna has himself.
Unke paam ang, unka paam
From the left,
unki shakti, haladri shakti.
Haladri shakti, his expansion.
Swarup shakti hai.
Swarup shakti she is.
Kya ang, antaranga shakti hai.
Antaranga, internal potency.
Krishna se kabhi bhi idhar udhar nahi.
She is never separated from Krishna.
Rasa,
so this Chinmaya Rasa Rupa is complete with 64 arts. This Haladini Shakti Rupa,
Shri Radha Ji,
along with her expansion, the Shaktis, although he is Antaryami of all the in all the Jivas' hearts, but still he is separately present in. गोलोक
उनके साथ में नित्य क्रीड़ा विलास
फॉर्मिंग हिज इटर्नल पास्ट टाइम्स ए कंप्लीटली अब्सॉर्ब इन दोस वंडरफुल पास्ट टाइम्स विद ऑल दिस एसोसिएट्स रिसाइड इन गोलोक दैट आदि पुरुष आई प्रे टू हिम आई परफॉर्म भजन टू हिम ब्रह्मा जी सेइंग दिस
इसलिए ये
दैट इज व्हाई
गोलोक धाम कैसा है
गोलोक धाम व्हाट इज इट लाइक
कहते हैं
डिस्क्राइब
सनातन गोस्वामी जी
सनातन गोस्वामी जी
गोलोक महालोक गोलोक माने
गोलोक मींस
जहां पर
वेयर
गो
गो
गो गो पा
गो पा
गोपी
गोपी
गो
वत्स द काउस
इत्यादि
एक्सेट्रा रिजाइड
उस
धाम दैट अबोड
यहाँ पर पहले
Here also, first of all,
एक शंका उठाई गई है
A question has been raised here first,
कि गोलोक
that गोलोक
इस ब्रह्मांड के अंतर्गत में ही है
is within this universe.
और
And
वहीं पर वो कौन कामधेनु
that
Surbhi Gaurira
Rao is also residing there in this Golok.
Sanatan Goswami Brahma Samhita ke un vicharon ko lekar ke kehta hai ki nahi,
taking this Brahma Samhita's thoughts, he is saying no, where
gopis,
govats, the cows
aur gopiya rati,
and the gopis are residing specially,
woh jo Golok
that
Golok
dham is,
वो पृथ्वी की तो बात क्या, ब्रह्मांड से ऊपर, शिवलोक से भी ऊपर,
इवन हायर देन शिवलोक, इवन
हायर देन वैकुंठ,
इवन हायर देन रामलोक, इवन हायर देन द्वारका,
मथुरा से भी ऊपर,
हायर देन मथुरा,
वो धाम है.
दैट इज दिस धाम व्हाट वी आर स्पीकिंग अबाउट.
और
एंड
उनके परिवार, कृष्ण के परिवार,
हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स लिव देयर,
परिकर,
द एसोसिएट्स.
ये गोप और
विशेष
करके
स्पेशली द गोपीज,
गोपियां कौन है,
हु आर दीस गोपीज,
निज रूप,
निज रूप
कलाभि, कृष्ण के अनुरूप ही है,
दे आर क्वाइट सिमिलर टू कृष्ण,
क्योंकि राधिका जी,
बिकॉज राधिका जी इंटरनल अंतरंगा महाभाव स्वरूपा,
उनकी काया
हिज एक्सपेंशन,
राधा जी कल्पलता है,
राधा जी इस कल्पलता,
और गोपियां उसकी क्या है,
एंड गोपीज आर व्हाट,
और पत्तियां
जी,
उनके बिना राधा कृष्ण की कोई भी,
विदाउट देम राधा एंड कृष्ण आर
नॉट, सारा परिवार है उसको लोग में, सब परिवार के सही तरह कर,
अलोंग विद ऑल दिस फैमिली मेंबर्स ही लिव्स, एंड सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स ही परफॉर्म्स देयर, इन द मॉर्निंग वी आई डिस्क्राइब अ लिटिल ऑफ दोस पास्ट टाइम्स, that residing there, and that goal of dham is our goal, our destination.
वो कैसा है?
What is that like?
ब्रह्मा जी कह रहे हैं.
ब्रह्मा जी saying.
नीचे से. गोलोक धामनी.
गोलोक धामनी.
निज धामनी.
These words.
तले चतस्य देवी महेश हरि धाम ते स्थेसु. तेते प्रभाव निचे आपीतास्य जेन गोविंदमादि पुरुषम. नीचे से कह रहे हैं.
He's saying from below that
देवी धाम.
This is देवी धाम.
इसके बाद में महेश.
After that महेश.
ब्रह्मांड के बाद में.
After this universe. शिवलोक is there.
और उस शिवलोक से ऊपर.
And higher than that शिवलोक is हरिधाम.
वैकुंठ है.
वैकुंठ.
और उससे ऊपर,
higher than that,
ये गोलोक
वृंदावन धाम,
जहां पर,
where,
जहां पर करोड़ों करोड़ों,
millions and millions,
सुरभि गायें,
the cows are there, सुरभि cows,
जिससे महाक्षीर सागर निरंतर
and क्षीर सागर is over flooded with their milk.
ये गायें, these cows, don't understand,
neither our cows like what we have here.
कामधेनु है.
They are कामधेनु.
जो कुछ मांगो सभी.
Whatever you desire, they can give everything, supply everything.
और उसे ही उनको से खिसा पुत्र मरता
है. And through their milk of their udders, all the.
वहाँ पर.
Sheer Sagar is complete, full of their milk.
काल नहीं
है. There is no time there, no past, no past, no future. Everything is present. There is no present here in this world.
अभी जो मैंने कहा वो.
Whatever I have said, it is finished, gone, past. That is why in this world there is no such thing as present, and there there is no past or future, everything is present. We cannot imagine through this, we cannot understand this through our material mind. That is why
There is
not even a single, like a blinking, half blinking of an eye, that much past is also not there. I worship that such Golok. This place is known as Golok on this planet. And further, also there, Kheer Samudra is there. What are the trees?
Kalpatharu.
Able to fulfill all desires. सब
कामनाओं को पूर्ण करने वाले हैं. इस तरह से वहाँ पर सब कुछ अलौकिक व्यापार है.
Everything is very transcendental, astonishing. Now all this, all the glories of Golok, then he is beginning to speak further that these words. Translation.
We are going to Golok Vrindavan.
Therefore, in this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is a most extensive description of the glories of Sadhu Sangha. By Sadhu Sangha, the directions of one's life will be completely changed, and one will ultimately achieve prema to the feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. But without completely bathing oneself in the dust of a pure devotee, the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, there is never any attainment of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, this Brihat Bhagavatamrita is two sections. One section is where Pariksit described the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam from which he had heard from Sri Sukadeva Goswami to his mother, Ujjanadevi. There he has selected the main slogans describing the relationship between Krishna and his associates. Sri Janmini Rishi has asked from the son of Pariksit, Sri Janmijaya, please describe the essence of the relationship between Radha and Krishna and the gopis and gopis from which you heard from your father. In other words, describe the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the essence of that is given by Sri Sanatana Goswami in this Bhakti Rasayana. Gurudev says, I want to take you there to Goloka Vrindavan. But before we go there, we should have some description how it is, what is awaiting for us there. Otherwise, when you go there, what will you do? There should be some clear conception of what seva you will perform there. Therefore, I am describing that essence. The essence of Krishna's past with his associates. Also, how are those associates? What is their sarup? Therefore, we have collected some verses from the Sri Brahma Samhita spoken by Lord Brahmaji. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prapathabhavas Aveja Eja Nivarupa Kala Biha Goloka Eva Nivasatya Akilamatma Bhuto Govindamari Purusham Tamahambhajami. How are the gopis? They are endowed with Parikya Ras. Their Surup is the same, and their Rup, their form is the same as Krishna's. Their Surup, sorry. Who are the gopis? They are the Kaiviwaha, the non-different expansions of Srimati Radhika. And who is Radhika? She is Krishna herself. She is Krishna himself. Srimati Radhika is Krishna's antaranga shakti, or Krishna's internal potency. Therefore, those devotees are therefore that Krishna who is always absorbed in Leela. In Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Dham, I worship him. Govindam eva, Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Therefore, what is Golok Dham, where these associates and Sri Krishna reside? Golok, Lok means planet or residing place of the gopis, the gopas, the cowherd boys, and the goats, the cows. Therefore, one may arise, a doubt may arise in the mind of someone. There is a Goloka in this world. When Indra wanted to beg forgiveness from Krishna, he went and begged Surabhi Gaya to come from there. Therefore, one Goloka is in this material world, where the cow, the Surabhi cows reside. Is it the same place? Is Goloka Vrindavan in this universe? Then Sri Sanatana Goswami, he reconciled this. No. Where the gopis and the gopas reside, that is Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Dham. Therefore, what to speak of not being on this earth planet, Goloka Dham is not even within this universe. It is not even within Vaikuntha. It is not found even on the planet of Lord Ram, or in Mathura, or Dwarka. It is completely beyond all of these. And in that Goloka Dham, Krishna with his own family and personal associates eternally reside there. And who are the gopis? They are Radharani's Kaivyuha, non-different expansions. They are not different than Radhika, and Radhika is not different than Krishna. Srimati Radhika is, what is her sarup? She is Mahabhav sarup. Her body is composed of Mahabhav. Radhika sarup, Krishna prema kalpalata. Tarasaki gantar palap putrapata. Srimati Radhika is described to be the wish-fulfilling vine of Mahabhav. And the other gopis are simply like flowers, twigs, and leaves on that wish-fulfilling divine. Means non-different expansions. Without the Sakis, there is no beauty in the pastime of Radha and Krishna. There are so many leelas performed there, and in the morning time we are discussing just one drop of them. We should know that this Goloka Dham is our ultimate abode and our real home. Then where is it situated? See, Brahmaji says, Goloka Namni Nijadamni Tavi Chatasya. It is beyond this Devi Dham. It is beyond the abode of Mahadev Shiva. It is even above Haridam Vaikuntha. It is situated above all of these things. And Krishna is the presiding deity of that Goloka Dham, Tamaham Bhajami. I wish to worship him. Therefore, the Surabhi cows, from the milk of the Surabhi cows has come the milk ocean.
Yes.
Yeah. From the milk of the Surabhi cows has come the milk ocean. But the cows in Goloka Vrindavan are not ordinary cows of this world. They are not even like Surabhi cows. They are in fact Kamadhenus. Kamadhenus are cows which can fulfill any desire at all. Therefore the Goloka Dham, the residence of Krishna, is beyond even the Goloka Dham where the Surabhi cows reside on the bank of the milk ocean. In that Goloka Dham, there is no time at all. There is no past or no future. There is only Nitya Bhartaman Kala, eternally present time. Gurudev says, for example, what I'm speaking now has just gone into past tense. But that is not so there. There is no past, no future. Of course, we cannot understand this Goloka Dham or this situation simply by mental speculation. Therefore, because it is beyond the mind and senses, it is called Golok. What to speak of the cows being Kamadhenus? Even the trees are not like this world. The trees are all Kalpa Vriksha, wish-fulfilling trees.
The milk of the Kshir Sagar, he is asking, is it from Kamadhenu cows or from the Surabhi cows, others? I understood that it was this Golok, these Kamadhenu cows, from their milk the Kshir Sagar ocean is filled. It is written like this here. Whatever the cows are there, countless. And the milk of their udders is also countless.
That's why
come from this ocean to be filled. To speak about, they are speaking, whatever the milk is coming from the breasts of Yashoda Mother, even that can fill up this ocean. So this is all completely proper.
That comes from the milk of cow residing in Golok Vrindavan, like Kamadhenu, etc.
We also said that Krishna is only the beloved in Golok, and they are, the gopis are more beautiful than the Lakshmis also. All the trees are transcendental. Kalpataru and the land is Chintamani, touchstone. every single grain of that place is Chintamani. Chintamani means whatever you want will fulfill all your desires. Whatever you desire.
And
that water all is nectar, amrit. Speaking is singing there. Whatever the gopis are speaking in Krishna, the dialogues between them, it is all songs. Their walking is dancing. They are walking, it is all dancing.
And
there is Vansi, is very beloved Sakhi of Krishna. And his effulgence, the limbs are more effulgent than multiple limbs of sun. And how they are Chidanandmayi.
And
they are wonderful, the taste, the smell, the aromas. And further, he is saying, from Nandagaon, along with Baladev Prabhu, after he came to Mathura by a Prabhuji, in the morning, in Rangshala, he is entering this arena. Kuballa, the elephant, very strong, he killed him. Entered the arena, wrestling arena. Charu and Mastuk, they were pulled by Charu and Mastuk. Krishna said, we are just kids. You are like mountains, so big bodies. We will wrestle with those who are our match physically. But you are not young in age, you can kill Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, you have killed all of the demons. You are not ordinary. We will entertain the king, and they pull Krishna and Baladev in the arena. Then there was also present Mathura's Yadav's princess and their wives. They were very distressed seeing all this, that this is not proper. A small kid with such big ferocious bodies who have so strong, this is not proper. Injustice. The council is also supporting, the king was supporting this. Whoever will stay here, he is going to partake in adharm. Vrindavan is very dhanya, fortunate. Brajbhumi is fortunate. There, the gopis, the gop, they always see Krishna raising the cows in a such happy mood, playing his flute, performing such beautiful, such astonishing pastimes like Rasa and others. We are unfortunate that we are seeing Krishna, that he is being dragged, they want to kill Krishna and Baladev. Oh, this is injustice. Then they are saying these words, oh, Brijbhumi is so fortunate. Why? Krishna is not taking his flute, neither his peacock feather is decorating his turban. He cannot call him Nandanandan with the Yadavs when he is here. And the Gop Balak, he cannot be carefree in his playing with the Gop Balaks, with the Gopis. He has performed this ras. This is also not possible in Mathura also. Further, that is why certainly Brajbhumi and the jivas living in that, the living and non-living entities are so fortunate. This is word uses buho, the plural it is used, this word, or out of giving it honor. Bhu. Braj Bhu. For all the living entities of the, including, it is also included in this word. The gopis also, of course, are included. But all the living entities are also included in this use of this word. All the they see everybody, all of them, they see their Krishna, they see wandering. Krishna does not wear any shoes in his feet. He has the soles of his feet are having ankush, flag, chakra, and he is wandering all over the Braj Bhumi, leaving all these footmarks. This assembly, fire on this assembly. They are trying to kill Krishna here. All the assembly members, they want to defeat Krishna. Oh, Braj Bhumi is so fortunate, where Krishna so cares, in such a carefree manner, he is performing all his wonderful pastimes. Or all the Yadavs, the Kshatri Yadavs, all the Yadavs are lower than even a single blade of grass in Braj. Why? Because they are honoring Krishna, they are respecting Krishna, and here he is being tried to be killed. They are pointing out their finger, they are pointing out at them and speaking like this. Gargacharya, according to the words of Gargacharya, Krishna is the Lord of this place, Ishwar of this place. That is why that Krishna has come here, then this Madhupuri is fortunate. Why? Because this, he is Parabrahma. That is why when Krishna comes in Mathurapuri, then Mathurapuri should also be considered to be fortunate. It should also be fortunate. But it is possible. But still, Braj Bhumi and Braj, they are more fortunate. The living entities which are moving or non-moving. Because Krishna is the Puran Purush. Puran means the origin of Adi Purush. He is the Adi Purush. And he is residing in everybody's heart in an atomic form of his. And although he is residing in everybody's hearts, but still Shivji, Rama, Ma Lakshmi, they all of them worship him. And in spite of all this, he resides in Braj as a very small child of human, a human child. Just like a cowherd boy, he is grazing the cows. He is grazing the cows and wandering all around in the forests. But he has come in this human form of life, hiding himself. Gunatit Purusha, Puran Purusha, Adi Purusha, which the Purana, the Shastras, the Vedas have described him.
Or
he has hidden himself in this human form of life because he wants to chastise Kamsa and he is not manifesting his opulences. Krishna, what kind of opulence he has, what kind of strength he has, Krishna is not showing anything. He will show later on when from down below from this arena he will jump on that very high throne on which he is sitting, where Kamsa is sitting. Like a lion, he will jump there, grab him by his choti, and sitting down on his chest, he will be killed. Then Kamsa will understand. He will not even, rather, he will not even have time to understand. He will be killed immediately. But all these pastimes are not possible here in Mathura Puri. Why? Because Mathura Puri, there is a kunj. Nikunjman, there is where he will perform all these very sweet pastimes, where he will take the cows for grazing. There are forests where Krishna will perform his pastimes. Baladev ji, along with Baladev ji, he has come. And Sridhar Goswami saying, Bal means Sanya, the army. He has brought his goat Balak children. He is grazing the cows. Who are these goats? What are these cows? Shrutis. In the form of the cows. Maintaining these Shrutis, protecting them, he is protecting this world. Enchanting this world. This his flute and Ras Krida he is performing in Mathurapuri. All these things are not possible. The meaning is, the essence is that completely absorbed in the Shrutis, this Kshatriya they consider Krishna to be Sakshat Parambrahma, the residence of Mathura, Uddhava and others. And in Raj, nobody sees him in this manner. They consider him to be a son, a kid, like a friend, a sakha, or as beloved. Yashoda mother considers him to be his son, her son, even chastises him, scolds him, imbibes fear in him. But in Mathura, all this is not possible. Like this, he is saying, the way Krishna, along with his premi bhakt, he is performed pastimes in Braj. With the others, it is never possible to perform all these pastimes in Mathura. Even if it would be possible, then that attire that he wears in Braj, how would it be possible? Where is it possible to wear in Dwaraka? This attire that he is using, even if he wears that, but still this opulence as a king that he is used to wear, how will he graze the cows? That's why, because he is Dwarkadish, the king, he will take a stick in his hand and go out to graze the cows. He is a king. This is not possible. Suppose he would perform these pastimes anyway, then he would not be able to stay always in the association of Baladev Prabhu. He performs all these pastimes together with Baladev. His sweet flute playing will also not be possible here. What to speak about Rasa Lila? It is very, very far away to speak about Rasa Lila. So like this, the gopis, they are praising the gopis, the gopas and the cows, and they are saying that we are so unfortunate that where Krishna is fighting, the enemies are trying to kill him, that we are able to see only this scene. And those residents of Braj who see Krishna in a carefree manner performing his beautiful pastimes, sweet pastimes. Translation.
So, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is very, very deep feeling. All those gopis,
put the mic closer.
Krishna is in arena of Kans, Charnur Mushnik. They have dragged him to have a wrestling with him. Krishna Balaram is there, and all the ladies who are sitting there, they are talking to each other. They are saying that this assembly is irreligious, adharmati assembly, because Krishna is not honored here. They want to fight with Krishna. They want to kill Krishna. And then they are comparing that this place and the Braj. There he says, Krishna is the only Kant there. He is the only male person there. He is hero, only hero there. And all the gopis are Lakshmi. They are comparing the every nook and corner of Braj. Gopis are Lakshmi, Bhumi, ground, land. It is Chintamani. Chintamani means which can fulfill your all wishes. Their desire stone. Water is nectar. The speech is song. Movement is walking is as if dance. And Bansi is Krishna's friend, Sakhi. And everything is there, Chidanand. This is eternal. And all those things which are present there, they are serving Krishna. Krishna was taken to Mathura by Akrur. And there Akrur, when he was taken to Akrur by Akrur in Mathura, and Krishna is in that arena, at that time these ladies are saying, we should get up from here and leave this place. The place of Braj is Shrest. That is the superior thing. Why? Because that place is the place where Krishna is using peacock feather and he is having flute in his hand. And Krishna is walking there barefooted. He has 19 different auspicious marks beneath his feet. And all those marks are present in the land of Braj. This is the speciality of Braj. Here, in the assembly of Yadav, Krishna cannot live like this. Krishna is here like a king. There, even a smaller thing like a straw, creeper, everything is honoring and serving Krishna. But here, these Chandur Mushtik and Kans and other people, they want to kill Krishna. So there is no any comparison between this place and Braj. Then another point was put forth here, that can Krishna perform Raj dance in Mathura? No, there is no space for Krishna, no scope for Krishna to perform Raj dance in Mathura. There is no place where Krishna go for cow grazing in Mathura. Krishna cannot play on flute in Mathura. Everyone has honorable relation with Krishna. They worship Krishna. But in Braj, Krishna is taken as a friend, as son, as their lover. No one accepts Krishna as their Puran Purush. Puran Purush means worshipable. So there is so much difference. There is no any Konji in Mathura. There is no any cow grazing facility in Mathura. Who are these cows? Srila Gurudev is explaining. They are verses of Shrutiya, our scriptures. Krishna is looking after all these scriptures in the form of cows. And hence, Krishna is protecting whole universe and our Prithvi also. These Kshatriya, Yadavs are Kshatriya, Udav is Kshatriya. They consider Krishna as one of his, their Kshatriya family member, but also they consider him as God. They worship him. But in Braj, there is no worshipping of Krishna. Krishna performs so many sweet pastimes in Braj, which is not possible here. This place is full of Raj Aishwarya. Krishna lives there in a royal status. Therefore, he cannot perform all those activities which he was performing in Braj. All the dancers and everyone of Braj are very fortunate. They are comparing this place with Braj. I am out of form. Out of form. So, forgive my mistakes.
हरे कृष्णा। कल हम लोगों का प्रोग्राम सबसे पहले हम लोग यीशु के पास